above of a base. And we quoted Rav Sharshia. Rav Sharshia says that all these various rules that we've just mentioned, that Rav Yehuda versus Rav Shimon, and Rav Meir versus Rav Yehuda, less know the honey clothing, they're not true. Mor says, "Menale the Rav Sharshia ha." Where did Rav Sharshia get this? That Rav Sharshia the Amara, that he's klalim are not true. Elema, maybe you're going to say, "Meha, that's not." From the following, we had our Mishnah, and now you know why this Gemara is here. So he gave the Mishnah gave a case where we had three people beyond the tchum, and each one only gets aladamas, but they're situated as such that the two outer ones are overlapping with the inner one. So each one is allowed in their area that they overlap. Rav Shimon came along and said, "The Gemara Chatzeres Habsucha Zulusu, Habsucha Zushus Rabban." You have three chatzeres in a row. Each one opens into Shus Rabban. They also open into each other. So the two, A opens into B, and B opens into C, but A has no direct access to C. So the two outer ones are also in each other, but they're mutter with the middle one. We don't make any type of gzera that we can't allow A and C to carry in B, because they might by mistake carry from A to C. It's the same way in our Mishnah, we don't make an gzera that the two outer ones can't carry in the middle, because they might by mistake carry B into the other from A to C. That's what Shimon said. Omer Rav Chama Bargurya, Omer Rav, Halacha Kribi Shimon. And he says, and this we'll see, there's going to be machloikas about this halacha. And we pass like Rav Shimon. Oh, now, so the Gemara, in its thought process, Uman Poli Galeid, who was the one who argued on Rav Shimon? Is Rabbi Yehuda. Now, so then we have this question. Why would Rav, if this klal that you're saying is correct, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi's rule is correct, you told me, Hamarta Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Alachik Rabbi Yehuda. So the fact that Rav paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Shimon over Rabbi Yehuda, indicates that this klal is not correct. El Lav, Shmamino, let's know that these rules are not necessarily correct. Where it says, I don't see the reason to prove that. My kosher, what's the question? Where we have a specific decision in the halacha, so we decide the halacha. Whenever it's left open-ended, the rule is still true. So that's not going to be a source for Masharshia's proof that these rules are not true. Now the Mor is going to go through probably, I think, four more of these type of conversations. Each time the Mor is going to give the same answer. So Ritva says, the Mor knew the answer already. So he suggests either each one was an independent conversation which took place at a different time, at different base medrash, and then the Mor just recorded them all together. Or the point of the more is saying that the question was the cumulative effect. Okay, so you tell me there's a rule and there's one exception. There's two exceptions. There's three exceptions. There's four. At some point in time, you realize that the rule's not a rule anymore. So the more is saying, at what point in time are we going to accept the fact that this is not the rule, but rather the exceptions aren't the exceptions, but rather the exceptions are the rule and there's no such rule. So that's how the Ritva suggested in the second chapter. Let's see Rashi.
The
honey clothing we did already?
That's how the root before accepted yeah. What?
Explains the Gemara. L'madar b'dayman masnisin. Hey, that's our Mishnah. So it says that the middle chotzer is mutter with two outer ones. Himutarasi mohenu. Pligia rabbanu lebit rebraisin. The Gemara is going to bring the Chum argue. V'armi shlosh to nasur. Said all three are osur since A and C cannot carry each other, and A and C both have rights in B. So therefore, no, that so that they cannot carry in B, and once they cannot carry in B, and their rights in B, so then B can't carry either. So man polygalay Rabbi Yehuda. Who is the one who argues it's Rabbi Yehuda? Now Rashi says
B can't carry in A or in C.
That well, that's for sure true. The question: B can't carry in B.
B can't carry in itself.
We'll see later on. The more brings a price. So man polygalay Rabbi Yehuda. To who havistam bar plugtei? In general, when there was a machloikus between Rabbi Shimon and another person, usually the two of them were contemporaries, and they used to argue. Lishna chrina man polygalay Rabbi Yehuda. The exact alternative explanation of why we assume that the one is arguing is Rabbi Yehuda, not because. It was probably Rabbi Yehuda because he's in general the person who would argue, but rather there was a specific source why. So who Iri Leil Minei, earlier in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned. That the person can pick, he gets his Dalai Lamas, he gets to pick whichever direction he wants, and then he sticks to it. So he's the last mentioned Tanda. Well, Lord Tony, then the Mishnah continues on that point. It says, okay, now that they've chosen their direction, if there was two and they overlap, and there was three and they overlap, what's the halacha? So that's all a continuation of Rabbi Yehuda. And then comes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, the Mount of Badama. So Rabbi Mina, the Gemara is going to say later on that this is the Hachi Kamalu, Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbana. That Rabbi Shimon is saying to the Chachamim, what's the flow of the Mishnah? What do you need this Moshel for? So the way the Gemara understands that the purpose of the Moshel is that it's all the way around, really. There's a Moshel between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim by the case of the Chatzeris. And Rabbi Shimon is saying, I'm going to prove that I'm right, because by the case over here of the Tchumen, you agreed to me that the middle one is Mutter, the other one is Mutter, but the middle one. So why don't you say the same thing by the case of the Chatzer? So the same way you're murdered by the case of the Tchumen, you should be murdered by the case of the Chotzer. So that's the flow of the Mishnah. So Alma Hanach Rabbanan the Iri Liel Mino Bedalat Amis the Shvisa Iflugami Bechatzeris. So those Tanoim, which are talking about the lochas of overlap of Tchumen, are the ones who argue with him by the case of the Chatzar, and Rav Shimon's point is the same way you agree with me in the case of Tchum, why don't you agree with me in the case of the Chatzar? Well, who was the one who discussed the halachas of Tchum? It was Rabbi Yehuda. So we would assume that therefore the bar plugta of Rav Shimon in this issue is Rabbi Yehuda. So where it says no, it's not approved to Rav Sharshir. Where it says explicitly the law of Rabbi Shimon, it said, then when we make the rule, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, in a case where there was never a final decision, who to pass him like, then the general rule is like Rabbi Yehuda. So the rule is still true in those scenarios. Whereas, okay, so that's not a good source for where Rav Sharshia is coming from. So where is Rav Sharshia coming from? Where did he see that which indicates that the rule is not true? Back on the Gemara. Elam Eho. So Ir Shal Yochid, Manasseh Shal Rabim. Rashi over here doesn't give us any pirish, but it's a Mishnah later on. And Rashi over there learns the Mishnah the following way. Now, most Rishonim learned that they were discussing owner possession. In a case where this was a large area, but it's all owned by one individual. And then it changes, so then obviously there's no need for Rabbi Chatzeris, it's all his. Menasseh shel Rabim, and it became owned now, he sold out to people in the city, or people, other people bought it, so now it belongs to the Rabim. So Marbin is Kula. So we're allowed to make an Eruv Chatzeris around the whole city, a Mechitza and Eruv Chatzeris in the whole city. This is how the other Rishonim learn. Shel Rabim, Menasseh shel Yochid, Eimer Arben is Kula, Elam Ken Oysel Chutzala. So, in a case where it belonged to a Rabim, so we're going to see that they instituted that, when you mean we're Arba, a city, we leave something out. So you may picture a walled city, that people grow up in the walled city, they're never going to know the Lachas of Hutzah. The Arab in coming down, that they're worried about the Arab coming down. And they make a Rubik and Saris, and that's it. So afraid that people will not, so they would leave, the halachas that Chazal would require that they leave a corner. They leave some people outside of one section is not inside, would not be included in the Rubik and Saris. So that's what belongs to a Rabbin. Now it switched to belonging to a Yachid, which normally a Yersha Yachid does not have that requirement. They only require that in the case of a Rabbin, not in the case of a Yachid. So, but since it started out as a Yersha Rabbin, it retains that halacha that you cannot be Ma'ar Baskula. You have to make an area which is outside. That's how the other Rishonim learned. It's a question of possession. Rashi actually learns Shel Rabim and Shel Yochid means a city which has 600,000 people in it. Is Ir Shel Rabim, and Ir Shel Yochid has less than that. So the question was, it went up and down, and population went up and down. Because if you learn that the definition of Shel Rabim has to have 600,000 people, so a city which is Ir Shel Rabim, so now the streets have a dinim of Shel Rabim the Rais. So that's a very, very big concern. So even though we're making a mechitza around them, which is a valid halacha mechitza, because of the walls, etc. But now you're dealing with potentially potential malachas deraisa. So therefore, the Chazal made it an exception to remind people there's an issue of caring. Whereas it doesn't have 600,000 people. So according to Rashi, it's not a Rishus Rabbah. So Rashi the Shittosa can learn the definition of the Mishnah. We'll see later on. It's the Mishnah later on. But okay. So now, how large is this exception? So the first opinion is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the size of the exception is Kir Chadasha Shabbi Yehuda Sheish B'Chamishim D'Yurin. Rabbi Yehuda. There's a city in Yehuda called Newtown. That was the name of the city. And that was the smallest town in Yehuda. So the exception has to be the size of the smallest town. And that smallest town was called, the name of the city was Ir Chadasha, like the city of Chadasha. And that had 50 people which lived in it. So that the size of the exception is 50 people, 50 households. There be Yehuda. There's Shimon Oimer. Sholosh Chatzeres Shal Shnei Batim. It has to be three courtyards, which each one has at least two houses. So it's the quote Rav Chama Bar Gur Yom in the name of Rav. It says we pass the Rav Shimon, and over here Uman Poligolay who's arguing Rav Yehuda. But Marta Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon Halachakir Rav Yehuda. You said according to this rule, and you said. In the case of Tidim Chloes and Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon passing like Rav Yehuda, and here we have Rav passing like Rav Shimon. So it's like Rav Sharshi, you see that the rule is not a binding rule. Where it says, no, again, my kusha, what's the question? The rule was, when a case where there's been no decision made, we passed in like Rav Yehuda over Rav Shimon. We're not saying there can't be cases, individual cases, where we passed in like Rav Shimon. So that this proof is also not conclusive. It's like Rashi. Shalosh Chatzeres. Bekamim beketzad ma'abrin. Bekam Rabbi Yehuda ir shal Rab Menaseh shal Yochid. Shenismatu oich lo yiseho. Its population has been diminished. May Avor Berchav v'seh samach riboy. To the point where you don't have 600,000 people walking through the streets. So, it's Rashi saying, in other words, theoretically, the population have to be more than 600,000 people because you have X number of people which don't walk through the streets. Either little children or the very elderly, whatever it is, they're not going anywhere. It means that you're saying that the streets will be holding 600,000 people going through them. Well, Adami Hashal Adigle Midbor. So, this point in time, it's no longer comparable to the what was in the Midbor when they would travel in the Midbor. This is the Golem of the Midbar, when they were traveling in the Midbar, there were 600,000 people traveling on these roads. So that's Rashi Shita, it's not Rashi Zerab. So even though it no longer has that, still Eim Arvin is Kula Yachad, you cannot do the whole city together as one Eruv. Elm Ella Im Kain, that's the word Kain, Shire Chutzalo Nun de Yurim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, you have to leave an exception of 50 households, Shayarv Imal, which do not join into the Eruv. And Heavy Hecker, Lir Shal Rabim, the Arvu Kula, Ella Mavuas Mavuas. This, so in the Ir Shal Yachid, which means it doesn't have 600,000 people, really, we will let the whole city become one Eruv. We want a reminder in order to remind people when you have a city which is a larger amount that you cannot make an Erev around the streets. I'm sorry, I said it wrong before. You cannot make an Erev around the whole city. In that situation, you're only allowed to make an Erev at each Mavui. But beyond that, you can't because there are cases of Rishos Harab. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav Shimon's Omer, Dayo Lashar, Gimel Chatzer, Shal Beis Beis. It's enough to leave three chateras, each one having two balibat. Okay. So the Morris says that proof is not conclusive. The Morris is going to try another one. Again, the answer is going to be the same. Elam Hoditnan, back in the Morris, fourth line. Also, a case later on in the Mishnayos, Yamaniach es beisoy, v'holach, so here's the issue. The issue is that we say if a person one of the members of the chatzur doesn't contribute to the Rubik Chatzeris because they didn't do it with being mezaka, they did it that one person, every person would contribute. So if one person didn't contribute, so then the whole Erev is unaffected. Because the idea of an Erev is Rubik Chatzeris, so they all become one unit. But if you have everybody and him, so now you have two units. You have him and everybody else. So that's not acceptable. So when we decide, we define what's him, what's the problem, what person which would be the problem, he's not here for Shabbos. He's a member of this community, he's a member of this, he has a house here, he just didn't contribute this week because he wasn't here. Do you say the fact that there's an individual who has possession, who is not part of the group, that's still a problem even though he's not here? It's only if he's here. So that's the issue the Mishnah is going to deal with. So Meniach is based on Baholok Lishbos Be'irach Eres. A person leaves his house and he goes to spend Shabbos in a different city, i.e. in a place where he can't come back, or that he probably will not come back. Even if he could come back, he probably will not come back. Echad Nochri Bechad Yisrael Oyser Livnech Atzeres Dibur Meir. So whether the person who left is Jewish and he cannot come back, or he's not Jewish, which he could come back, but he probably will not come back. That's it. So he's going to make the rest of the chatzur also to carry. Divir Meir. That's a Meir Shita. Behuda Omer Eino Oyser, whether it's a Jew, whether it's a non-Jew, does not answer the rest of the chatzur to carry, since he's not here at the beginning of Shabbos. So even the goy who could come back on Shabbos, since he went somewhere else, he's probably not going to come back. That's enough to make it mutter. Rabbi Armor Nachri Iser, Yisrael Eino Iser. And then she ain't derech Yisrael, love of Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi says, depends. If it's a Jew who can generally will not be able to come back, it's even with the Rubi Chatzeres, he might, but Rubi Tchuman, he might, but in general, he's not coming back. So then it does not ask. But a Goy, which could come back in the middle of Shabbos, he hasn't really left. So the fact that he's not here, he's out in a different town, beginning of Shabbos, doesn't take away his usage and ownership of the Chatzer for the Shabbos, because he could come back in the middle of Shabbos. See, so yes, he's in the middle. Okay. Rav Shimon has a whole different approach. If person left and he moved, went to a different chatzer where his daughter lives, spent Shabbos. Eino oiser, shekar hisiach daita. He did not answer. The first three tenoyim all seem to be saying that it's all the case of going to a different city. But in the same city, everybody would agree that since the person, you know, oh, he forgot something, he can come back later on in the Shabbos to pick up his item, to get something or do something, whatever it is, he can come back to his house. So see, he hasn't really left. And so therefore he would have to contribute into the Rubit Chetzeris. And if he didn't, the people in the Chetzer cannot carry. But Rav Shimon says no. Since his intention was to stay away for Shabbos, he's Mesir Das, so he did not ask. And the more points out later on, interesting, more points out that this is only if he's spending Shabbos by his daughter, but not if he's spending Shabbos by his son, because he might not get along with his daughter-in-law. He might decide, well, Shabbos, I can't take this and go back to his original house. So it wasn't really Mesir Das from going back home. When he goes to his daughter takes care of him. She's nice to him. So Mela, when he goes already, he's planning to stay. So we have this machlokes. Omer Rav Chama bar Gurya, Omer Rav Alachir Rav Shimon. Uman Poligalei, clearly Rav Yehuda is one of the people who argues over here. But Marta Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Alachir Rav Yehuda. So again, we see that Rav Sharashi says, you see over here that we're ignoring this rule and we're passing like Rav Shimon over Rav Yehuda. So that would be, again, a proof that the rule is not true. The Mor says again, now, the point of the Mor, I think that the Mor is terrorist, isn't okay that it's okay that there's exceptions. It's saying that wasn't the rule. The rule wasn't that we always pass like Rav Shimon, but there's some exceptions. The rule was, in a case where there was no final decision, we passed in like Rabbi Yehuda. But in a case where there was a decision, there was a decision. So Rav is telling you there was a decision. But whether that's partially you read the way I think they think. That's Rashi's lashon, the bottom Rashi in Mem Vav Mem Beis. V'chi kailinan, when we made this rule, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, we made the rule, the case, we're lo yitmer hilchos lekemar v'lekemar. That was the point. When we made the rule to start with, this rule was set in four scenarios where there's no decision. I think, according to the Ritva's second teretz, they were looking for the cumulative effect, right? So, there's no cumulative effect. You can have five exceptions. The point is the rule was never set for the cases where there's a decision. So it's not like, oh, well, you have an exception. If I get so many exceptions, you know what? The rule is not true. Right? See, he's not learning like that, Rashi Pashti. He's learning that the Gemara was arguing, the argument of the Gemara was that it must be that why would Rav decide? Rav is deciding. If the rule is that the correct way to decide is Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon, why would Rav decide like Rabbi Shimon? That's the Gemara's kash. It wasn't, so why is Rav doing that? Because the rule would generally tell me that the correct way to decide and that's Mechloik is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the worst case. We're going to get more of the exceptions. I think it might be, you know, a little bit of a different understanding between the two of them. Okay.
Between the two of who?
Rashi and the Zohar. Mercy, okay, that's not conclusive. Zog Rashi. Beisobin Echateris. So you see, umi beitei and the chotzer that they can't take out from their houses into the chotzer. Neshi yesh lo rishus bechotzer because he still has ownership in the chotzer. Al bishayenu beir, even though he's not in the city, and as oshalayin im leir of kadam shaholach. If he did not join into the rubik chaseris before he left, either by contributing or being asking somebody to contribute for him. So then they can't carry. That's a mayor. Since he's not here, it doesn't answer, even if it's a goy. Rashi says, Nachri Oyser. Avisha Eno Be'ir, even though he's not here. Sherei Yochel Lovoy, because he could come back. Therefore, Ve'ein Ze Hesach Min Olev, the gears of the box chain is he hasn't taken this house out of his mind because he said, "No, he could think back. He could plan to come back to it on Shabbos." In the case where he left and did not return before Shabbos, he's left lebeisa milib. He's taken that home out of his heart for that Shabbos. He said, he's not planning to use it. Kol Shabbos, Lo Yovei, he's not going to come back. He'll command the less lay lahachdira bailim dom. It's as if there's no owner. So it means, in a certain sense, that Rabbi Yehuda's point is a dira without a bailim doesn't ask. The argument in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is. Do we look at a goy's situation as a dira b'loy bailim or not? So Rabbi Yehuda says that we do because the maaseh he decided not to heat to go away, and Rabbi Yossi said no, we don't because he might come back. He might plan. He might be planning before Shabbos to come back. So it's not really a dira b'loy bailim. Came along Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said if he goes lishbas esel bitoy me emesh from before Shabbos, feel the boys here even in the same city. And Rabbi Yehuda Polagale, Dama Bira Cheresh, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda only says, if it's in a different city, and Oyser, it doesn't answer. Ho, but Oyser, Ha'ir, Oyser, but it'd be in the same city, it would answer. So he's arguing on that point. Rabbi Yishinami Polagale, Elachamina Noka, the Mor could have also pointed out that Rabbi Yossi argues in Rabbi Shimon, and we have a Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. The Kal V'Chomer Rabbi Yossi is the Halacha like over Rabbi Shimon, so that's also going to be problematic with the rule that we're saying. So Moore says again, it's not conclusive. Let's try one more.
I mean, all these are in Erevin.
So far, yeah. We're hit. We have two more to go.
But it would seem, I mean, I'm just speculating here, that there would be a lot more if you considered outside of Erevin. Or it just happens to be there in Erevin.
We're in Erevin right now. Yeah. The Morrison actually bring a proof from outside of Erevin.
What about outside of Erevin?
Giving a proof from, okay. El Mehorat Nan. Okay.
Who's going to bring a proof?
Also, Mishan Erevin. Mizel Shomra Ha'oni Ma'ar Beraglov. So, we know the person make a Rubik Chetzeris with pass. The question is, can a person make a Rubik Chetzeris not with pass? But can we make a Rubik Chetzeris? Excuse me, say that again. A Rubik Tchumen. A person can make a Rubik Tchumen by sending out bread to make it that that's his place. What about, can a person make the Rubik Tchumen by just being there and saying, this is my Mokim? It's coming my Biraglov. So, Zach, the Mishnah says, a person doesn't have bread, so he can be ma'ariv b'raglov. Rabbi Huda Amar, so what does that mean? Onu ein lonu ela oni. That's only true if a person is doesn't have any bread. So when chazeis, where a person doesn't, I mean, the ikur way to make a ruvet tchumen is by putting bread there. Chazal came along and made an exception. A person doesn't have bread to do that with, he can do a biraglov. That could either be because he is an ani, or he's traveling right now and he's planning to get back before Shabbos, and he didn't have any bread with him. But right now he doesn't have any bread, so that's called an ani for this purpose. So he'll go to the place where he wants to be, and say, "This is where I like. This is why I want to make this my mokum."
Is there when Shabbat arrives?
At the beginning of Shabbos, right? Comes on Yehuda here says Echad Oni Bechad Osher. Even a person who is at home and he has bread, he can go put bread out there. Instead, he decides to go out there before Shabbos and stand there. Also works. So at the beginning of Shabbos, he'll go out there, stand there, say, this is my makom. Then that night, go back to sleep in his house. And then the following day, travel the distance. So Meir says, you can't do that. If you have bread, your chiyuv is to put bread down there and make a bayis there. And Yehuda says, no, you can go stand there. Echad oni bechad osher. Lo yomru ma'ar ben ripas, elo lo hokla lo osher. He says, no, the main way to make it is baraglov. The chiddush of pas is that I can sit home and make a shliach to go put my bread there for me. And to get it done that way. But not that when pas is available, pas is required, but rather pas is an option. Okay. Amasa Rukhiya Bar Ashi, Lakhiya Bar Rav, Kameh the Rav, we had this before. This conversation that he was teaching Rukhiya Bar Rav in Rav's presence. And he taught him this Mishnah. Echadonim Echad Osher. And it says Echadonim Echad Osher. The Omer Le Rav, Sayim Bonami Aloha Trib Yehuda. So Rav told Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, when you're teaching my son Chiya Bar Rav, you should end off at the end of the Mishnah is Halacha Krib Yehuda. So talk to Lomali. Why do we need to say that to Amar? So you told me the rule is Rameir Yehuda, Halacha Krib Yehuda. Right? So why was there a need to tell me the Halacha Krib Yehuda? If we have a general rule, Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. And you can't answer Hechad lo'itmer lo'itmer over here, nothing more, because the point is, we're asking them a question. Don't say anything, and we'll automatically assume Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. So there's no need to tell me Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. So Mar says, you're right. My kosha dilmer Rav lesle lahani klali. Rav doesn't hold. You're right. This rule was not said by Rav. Rav never accepted this rule, and. This rule that Rabbi Yaakov Re'idi said before is the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has such a rule, and Rav doesn't have such a rule. But why is it relevant to us? Because we have a rule, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, we pass it like Rabbi Yochanan. So even though Rav himself, and that's different, now all these words come agree on Rav. You know what? Rav doesn't hold up the whole concept. But Rabbi Yochanan does, and we pass it like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav. So therefore, the rules will still be true.